All right, and welcome to episode number 10 of the Barbell Barista Podcast. I'm River.
I'm Dakota.
I'm Link.
And that was a dryer.
And the crowd goes wild.
And we're in a new exotic location.
We are recording from our childhood home.
That's exciting. As Cannon shakes her head in disappointment.
And disappears.
Into the night.
All right, today we're going to be talking about
a lot of things.
Yeah.
Much topic, yes, very wild.
There's a lot of stuff.
Let's talk about April Fools. Link's favorite holiday.
I hate you all. April Fools is a holiday for jerks and people who are like jerks.
We'll be talking about April Fools. We'll be talking about a lot of other crap Dakota put down.
Okay.
Mostly words.
50K and stupid Austin, because Austin's stupid.
That's one of the segments. I like that name.
Lake's competition, beach brawl coming up.
Yes.
Super excited.
Gonna get sunburnt.
Yay. Anyway, Dakota's fundraiser competition coming up this weekend. We're all gonna be representing them.
Woo.
Metcons for missions.
Do I want a pair of Metcons if I win?
No.
That's garbage. False advertising.
It's technically only one MetCon, I guess.
True.
Two, perhaps?
False advertising.
It's still a mad.
It was catchy.
Our favorite segment, coffee roast.
Yeah, we've officially named this section of the podcast the coffee roast, where we roast close friends or family members.
Coffee roast.
Yeah, we should have a little jingle for it. So you're about to get coffee roasted.
And then our favorite part, besides the coffee roast, shop talk for the week.
Shop.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about stuff in this segment this time.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so April 1st, lately, you'd like to break down April 1st and what happened? And
I was bamboozled.
We were very excited and very disappointed.
He was
disappointed.
Done a bamboozle.
Rich Froning, four-time CrossFit champion, put on his Instagram page that he was coming back to individual competition. But then at the bottom of the article, when I read it fully, it was a hoax.
It said, loser, nah, I ain't coming back.
Not an exact quote.
Not individual.
But made me feel that way.
So,
yeah, if you don't know who Rich Froning is, just Google him, okay? I mean, half of the people who listen, no, more than half of the people who listen to this podcast don't do CrossFit. So.
I feel like we missed the demographic we were aiming for.
Yeah, I feel like we
but know. Whatevs.
I mean, just know that Rich Froning is a very, very fit man who used to win a lot of CrossFit competitions individually, but now he does team competitions and team competing at the CrossFit Games.
So, the lesson we learned here is on April 1st, don't believe anything you see on social media.
And that everything you love will hurt you eventually. Yes.
Even Rich Froning.
Right.
Who kind of looks like the more handsome version of one of our coaches at the gym, Nick Williams, who also doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, Nicholas.
He's our cousin.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's our cousin.
But he's not.
Who wouldn't?
Dakota is desperate for him to be our cousin, which is kind of sad. But
no, he's
weird.
Our cousin.
Whatever.
You're
all right, moving on.
Your cousin.
Apparently, we're going to talk about life events.
Oh my gosh.
Life?
People always hating on my itinerary.
Yeah, man. This is like somebody like...
Life. It's like it was written by a robot who didn't have a life event.
What life is
event.
Life?
Simulate life.
Whatever. I don't know. What does it say? River, your child Cohen has been sick. That's a life event.
Yep, that's all I got to say about that.
That's a fun life event there, Dakota. Good life event section.
Life is not always fun. Hashtag real talk. Anyway, you've also been remodeling a house.
Yep.
Woohoo!
That's happening.
You know what? Forget you. This is a life event, and you never sleep. You're just always either working at Java Jolt, working on a house, or working with a sick baby.
Working with a sick baby?
I'm working on the sick baby.
Why, baby? Not... Why are you so sick?
I hit the baby with a hammer. I just start crying more.
That's pretty dark.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's not how you work on a baby leg.
Hashtag not.
Are you sure that's not how? Because that's how they check your reflexes.
Oh, very true point.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no kneecaps.
Mm. Yeah, he does.
No. Candace said he doesn't have them yet. Mm. I don't know how that works.
This got weird. Alright. Dakota, you sit on houses.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why that's on the itinerary, but it is.
Why is this on the itinerary?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's a life event. I've been
that's
doing
not a life event. That's just a thing you do.
That's just your job.
Oh my gosh. I was told to
this
make
an important day. I was at a house. They paid me money for it. I fed a dog.
Well,
this
time,
is definitely the robot thing coming into play. You're
like an... Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Like someone from Sims.
I'm going to be cat sitting this week.
You're going to sit on a cat?
That's called abuse.
No, her name's Bridget.
You're going to sit on Bridget?
No, she's really cute, though.
Does she have a diary?
Mm, no. Bridget Fiona's diary.
Mm. No, but she does meow at me so that I'll pet her, because she won't go in my bedroom.
Mm. Okay,
creepy.
She'll sit in the kitchen and meow for me to come pet her, but she will not come to the bedroom. I think she's afraid I'm going to lock her in the bedroom.
Are you?
No.
That's a lie.
I don't want me and Bridget staying in that room together. You know, against her
will. Alright, this has been a boring segment. What about Thai food, Lake? I don't know what that means either.
I don't know what this is. Who wrote this itinerary?
Tell us about that person at the Thai food.
That's dark. A lady was having an allergic reaction to Thai food.
And Dakota's like,
ha ha ha. It's a life event. It happened.
Allergic reaction? She can't breathe? That's funny.
I'm just imagining somebody, like, they're, this is very dark, just like, they're having an allergic reaction, and Lake's like, whoop, not for me, good day, and then leaving with his food, like, hoping that lady turns out okay.
This is the part of the show where we find out Dakota's a sociopath.
I didn't leave a lady who was having an allergic reaction.
Someone was getting medicine for her.
Yeah, I bet.
I am not a doctor, what am I supposed to do?
Hello, Pat Pat.
Call a doctor. I don't know. Yeah,
whatever. All right, let's talk about Dakota's obsession with BuzzFeed Unsolved. Lake and I'll just take a break on this one.
What?
We're gonna be here a while.
Just like her walking over and over again.
Oh man. Well, that is one of my little quirks. I find something I enjoy and then I'll watch it over and over again.
Or listen to it over and over again all hours of the day.
Okay. I don't see how it's a problem though.
It's annoying.
But the new season of BuzzFeed Unsolved came out, and it is a treat.
And Nicole's unrequited love for Shane.
Yeah, there's a character, or the man.
A character.
He's quite a character. He's quite a character.
These are human beings. You do know this.
He's a person.
Coda playing her simulation in her head. Do the thing I want you to.
They're not Sims. Yeah. They're real people.
And kids.
You know what? I don't like this anymore.
Supposed to like it.
I don't know. I was going to say, here lately, I've been really getting back into BuzzFeed Unsolved because I have a new season out. Then I've been listening to Strange South podcast.
Shout out to Marlea and Patrice.
Woo-hoo.
Your podcast is very good.
I feel like this feels like we're trying to plug them so that they'll plug us.
Mm.
That's not what we're doing.
No.
Yes, our podcast definitely is not plug-worthy in that sense. Theirs is well thought out.
This is more like therapy for us.
This is just Dakota like, stuff that happened. I saw a bird. Let's talk about it. It was a pretty bird.
Oh, man. Anyway. And I started listening to Lore. Now, that's a spooky podcast.
You're welcome.
It's really spooky to listen to while you're washing dishes.
Spooky, scary.
Lore is
boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
We're off the rails.
No, I was actually listening to Lore. I think it was the episode about the Jersey Devil. And then somebody came in the kitchen and asked me like for a pack of crackers or something. I can't remember, and it scared me very badly.
Nothing more spooky than crackers.
Yeah. Mm. You have some crackers?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been really getting into those. There's another one I've been listening
spooky
to.
Spooky time. We need that.
Hey, we can make that a segment. What podcast did you listen to this week? We can do that next time, but not right now.
Call it spooky time?
It'll be called, what did we listen to podcast-wise this week or recently?
Spooky time.
Alright.
Anyway, whatever.
So, let's talk about stupid Austin.
Yeah, he's so stupid.
His stupid face.
Let's kick him.
We've got a couple things we need to discuss about Austin.
You see Austin Krim, just push him in a ditch.
And this isn't even the
this
coffee
is not
roast.
The roast section. This is before then.
We just need to talk about stupid Austin.
We have a bone
to pick. That'd be hilarious if somebody who listened to this podcast saw Austin walking down the street and was literally pushing him into a ditch.
Hey, if you want to, do it. Guys, we're not telling you to do that.
But if you did,
but
take pictures.
But if you do it, you know, we're not responsible for anything that happens to Austin.
Yeah, I feel like he's asking for it. Just if you've ever met him, you'd understand why he looks like somebody you'd push in a ditch.
Okay, guys. What's our first problem with
Austin? All right, so let's talk about... Don't spit water. Dakota literally just had a spit take. It was amazing. Anyway.
What's our first problem with Austin? Well, let me tell you.
His stupid face.
Two.
His dumb hair. All
right. No, but seriously. So Austin and I had trained for 50K in February and both accomplished our goal. We both wanted to do one. And
Nate didn't train and did it without him.
And he did not achieve his goal.
Was his goal training his foot?
So let's preface this by saying training is very important for a 50K.
Train. Don't just... Good heavens.
Don't just
hop into something.
It's not an improv group. You just can't come up with something and do it.
So, something we talked about earlier was I've been remodeling a house on top of my full-time job, which means I have had no time to train.
Plus, you have a sick baby.
He's not that sick.
God. What's wrong with you?
Lots of things.
I'm not saying he's like deathly ill. He just has like an ear infection, I think.
You don't even know.
Right?
Cole's just like, I think he's sick.
Oh my God.
I heard he was sick.
All right, anyway.
Someone's definitely sick.
He just has the sniffles, I suppose.
So a while back, I told Austin I would sign up for the 50K in June if he signed up for it. And
that's a mistake.
And on Friday evening, I receive his...
Austin's like an elephant. He never forgets.
His registration confirmation for the Rockin' Chalk Lock 50K.
That's a fun name.
So apparently in 4 weeks, five...
With
I don't
you,
know.
It's going to be 4 weeks.
No. 7 weeks.
Oh, that's a little time.
7 weeks.
Seven weeks.
I'll be running another 50K in the Alabama June weather, humidity, and
yeah,
so
dumb.
Forth.
Y'all dumb.
So.
You are really
got to train at some point.
For real.
2 weeks before the 50K is the Cheehaw Challenge, which is a 100-mile bike race. Mm-hmm. So, I could die in the next couple of months. It's been a fun ride, guys.
Overdramatic
like
as always.
It's inevitable, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag Dark Talk with Dakota.
Dust in the wind.
All right, so number one, Austin's stupid face. Number two, Austin's stupid head. Number three, Austin's stupid 50K. What is Austin number four?
First of all...
His legs are probably stupid.
Me and Austin had baked at work the other day.
Oh, man.
Choosing between sweet potato fries...
If you know Austin, he's not good at making decisions or having opinions.
And regular fries.
Yeah.
I say regular fries because of the utility. Because you can put cheese on them.
Hashtag regular fries.
And he was like sweet potato fries because apparently he just hates himself. I don't know.
I like sweet potato fries. But I told you my official vote was regular fries.
Anyone who likes sweet potato fries, I'm sorry. How dare you?
You can like sweet potato fries. Don't get us wrong.
But they're not better.
But regular fries are far superior.
I like sweet things, though.
Because you're so salty?
I don't understand why you
need to balance that out.
If I'm eating, like, a burger, you know what I don't want?
Sweet.
I want sweet potato fries. But my official vote is still regular fries.
I want to be able to put fries on top of my burger.
But the versatility thing is very important because you can't put cheese, you know, powder.
All you have to do
crap.
Is put like sugar, cinnamon, crap. It's just like
that's it.
I'm not trying to get diabetes.
That's a dessert, guys.
Yeah,
that's a dessert.
You're underestimating how much I like desserts.
That's just no. I'm more of a savory kind of guy. I like salty, salty.
I savor sweet potato
so
fries.
So if you listen to this. We might do a poll on our Instagram page to see which one is more popular.
No, I'll do that.
And if sweet potato fries wins,
we get to kick Austin in the crotch.
And if they lose,
Dakota.
No, we'll just push him in a ditch.
We will not hurt Austin in any way.
I got you. Wink.
We are not in control of our audience, though.
Wink. Oh, man, that'd be hilarious. Oh,
if you guys can't see, but the color winks like
imagine
a murderer.
Imagine somebody coming out of like their truck, running up to Austin and pushing him in a ditch and saying, "Regular price rule," and then running away.
We're instigating hate crimes based on potato choice? Oh my god.
Oh, we all love Austin. We don't hate him. Wink. That was a very crisp. And this is the time for our ad spot.
Diet Coke. When you want regular Coke, but
you don't have any. Just kidding, they're not an official sponsor. We don't make that kind of money.
But if you guys want to.
We don't make any money here.
We're po.
We be po.
Alright, moving on from the Austin hate for today.
Let's move on to something else we
have. Yeah, your competition.
Oh!
Beach Bro.
Yes.
Beach Bro.
Exercise.
Also, I would like to point out, if you hear something in the background, it's our dad attacking River's baby. With affection. I don't know.
What?
I think.
It's aggression, but also...
It's like, I love you! I love you!
Batman with his first child.
I love you! Where's the child?
Anyway, Beach Brawl! Beach Brawl!
Beach Brawl! Okay, on the...
Brawl at the mall.
27th. I will be participating in Beach Brawl, Pensacola Beach Brawl, a CrossFit competition
at the beach. What?
Yeah!
That's crazy!
That's really on the nose there.
So far, they haven't released, they've only released one workout.
Mm-hmm.
It has power cleans at 185 for 2 minutes, shoulder to overhead for 2 minutes at 185, and front squats at 185. And I have been stuck with shoulder overhead. The one.
Wait, what's the weight?
185.
Oh,
I just said it 3 times.
No, I'm sorry. I was just caught up on the front squats, and I was like, that's like my 3-rep max, I think, is 185.
Well, it's, this is the men's RX.
I know.
I don't know what the one is. I think it's 135. Can't
remember.
But the point being is, I got stuck with shoulder overhead. I'm probably pretty sure I am.
Wait, who all is on your team?
Two guys from Mobile. I don't know them.
Well, I thought you...
Mobile?
Is it a four-person team or three?
It's three.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought Josh Moses was doing it.
No.
Josh Moses is somebody else who goes to our gym.
But we're doing that. There's going to be some event that... First of all, this is a competition hasn't announced their events yet. And it's like 3 weeks out. I mean, come on, people. I don't want to die. Why are you doing this to me?
You probably won't die.
Give me some time. I know they're doing this because they want us to be as well-rounded, not have time to just prep specifically.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What if there's an actual, brawl where it's like, this is the second wad. It's not actually a wad. It's just going to be like a group gang fight.
What if you have to fight a shark?
That would be exciting. I would watch that.
Well, I'll die fighting a shark, just like the old gypsy woman said, first of all. And,
This also reminds me of a fight on BuzzFeed Unsolved between Shane and Ryan.
Oh my god.
Bears versus sharks. I'm hashtag Team Shark.
I'm hashtag, please, get a new show. Anything else.
That will also be on a poll. Who's scarier, a shark or a bear?
Mm.
It's sharks every time.
Bear, duh.
Bear. They're on land.
They're like land sharks.
They're like...
No, they're not.
They're not nearly one of my scary. Favorite writers said, Shay Serrano, they are like furry murder cars. I think that's a quote. So, yes, bears.
No, it's sharks. Anyway.
How can you be so wrong on fries and on Witz's voice? We'll roast you next week.
No! Wait, isn't that every week?
Anyway.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So, yeah, Beach Brawl's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be really, really sunburned because I'm a pale boy.
And doesn't know how to apply sunscreen.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Him with his ginger beard.
If you don't know me, I have a ginger beard. But I assume anyone who listens to
anybody
who
listens to
this
is probably not a rando.
Anyway.
Even our friends don't listen to this thing. Oh, wow. I don't think anybody at our gym actually listens to this.
Yeah, that's kind of hurtful.
Certainly not our coaches. But that kind of works out in our benefit because then we get to talk bad about him.
Yeah, and John Mayfield's
clothing choices. Oh my gosh. I visited.
This is like my dad in the 90s.
We're not roasting John this week. Oh, save it for another week.
Another week. Yeah, we already did the John Juan thing. No. John Juan.
All right. So.
Oh, yeah, my competition.
We're all participating in a competition this weekend, sort of.
MetCon's for Mission. Woo! It's going to be a chipper workout. I don't remember all the movements because it's not directly in front of me.
And by chipper, she doesn't mean happy.
I don't know. It makes me happy.
Yeah, but you're also doing the workout.
It's 60 double unders. No, 60 cows, 50 double unders, 40, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know it's
40 wall balls.
40 wall balls.
Is it 30 pull-ups?
30 pull-ups, 20 burpees, 10?
Overhead squats.
Overhead squats is a dumbbell.
But that's the RX. What?
We'll talk about it later. It has to do with the logistics.
Okay.
Anyway.
And then there's the CrossFit Total, which is the floater workout, which you do after...
Before or after.
You actually do the chipper workout. And, you know, you have like a certain amount of time in order to do it, but...
Yeah. It's, what, three attempts?
Yeah.
At one rep for back squat, strict shoulder press, and deadlift.
If you don't know what those movements are, Google it. They have...
I'm sure there's an old person on CrossFit.com to...
They can show you how to do it with antifreeze bottles. Yeah. Mm.
You don't know what that means.
Don't look it up. It's embarrassing.
It's pretty hilarious.
Yes, it's really funny.
Hilarious.
Okay, I think that's all of our competitions. So, did we get to the part that people came for?
Coffee roast! Whoop, whoop,
whoop. I think we should come up with a jingle for it.
Yeah.
That's not
that. That was the jingle.
That wasn't that one.
No, no one cares, Dakota.
I wanted to be more like dark and moody. Like
only like two people.
Coffee roast! And literally, they're both here for this. Anyway, who are we roasting this week, Dakota?
Her name is Sarah, and she works with us. Mm. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Crook.
Hey, Sarah.
Do you listen to this? I don't know.
She's our favorite pirate witch / barista.
Pirate witch with a third eye.
Yeah.
She always wears the bandanas. So
yeah, she has a pirate bandana that she uses to cover her third eye. She needs that third eye for all her witchcraft that she uses. With essential oils.
Alright, so to be honest, I can't roast Sarah. She's my holistic medicine dealer.
Yeah. You can
roast her though. And she might put a hex on you. We probably shouldn't roast her.
Oh no.
Is that black cat outside? Run! She's here.
Oh man.
Oh, yes, Sarah and her Thebes and all other essential oils.
Yeah.
You know.
She literally has it with her all the time.
You know, she always packing, and by that we mean packing lovely essential home remedies that'll help you live a better life.
Supposedly.
At least mint oil will keep spiders away, I've heard. I don't know, I'm not a spider, so I don't know.
Well, a curse would do the same thing, wouldn't it?
See.
So, wink, Sarah, if you know any, you know, hexes against spiders.
To clarify, Sarah's not a witch.
It's just funny to call her a witch. It's really funny.
Laughs at it.
She still laughs at it.
You know, I don't know. I'm sorry, Sarah. Please don't kill us.
Oh, no. I think we brought this upon ourselves.
I hope you had a good week with your buddy.
If I stub my toe this week, I know it'll be because of Sarah.
No, you're just really clumsy. No.
Yeah, you were literally so clumsy.
No, I'm not that clumsy.
That's what clumsy people say.
Y'all act like I'm like the main character in a rom-com, like somebody who doesn't know how to walk.
No, you're not like that. That would mean having someone.
What?
This turned into a cover burn.
No.
It's hard to burn Sarah because eventually you still burn us with
really
the
nice.
Witch fire.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I feel like there was a good burn I was going to use on Sarah. It's probably in relation to that gentleman.
Even though I'm pretty sure she used to think I was dumb, so.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Until I told her I liked John Mark McMillan, she's just like, now you're different. Now we're buddies. I was just like, I thought we were friends before. She's like, nope. I was just like,
Dang,
Sarah.
Why you gotta do me like
that? Can you give me some thieves for this burn?
Yeah. Do you have some essential oils for my tears?
Well, this roast wasn't.
It wasn't really that roasting.
Yeah, Sarah, you're just a nice person who has a lot of weird natural remedies.
So we're gonna say that's a light roast. Light roast. Sarah is definitely a light roast.
Yep. Her with her bandana headbands and dangly earrings.
All right.
Witchy woman ways.
All right. Quick diversion. Let's rate everyone we've roasted so far. Bethany Bibble.
Bethany was a 10 out of 10.
She's the darkest roast.
She's almost decaf. We roasted her so hard. No caffeine anymore.
Boom. Roasted. Hi, Bethany.
She does not give me energy, if that's what you're implying. Mm. Hanging around her. She's draining. Like decaf. Oh no, it turned into a Bethany roast.
It's always a Bethany roast.
Right, Anna.
Anna.
She's like a blonde rose.
Yeah,
she's almost tea. Green coffee.
She was tea.
I think she's just green tea.
And that's the tea, sis.
She's a green tea. And Sarah is a light roast.
Sarah.
If I think of some more witch jokes, I'll bring them.
We'll roast someone else next week. Probably Dakota.
Well, that happens anyway, so. Mm. You know, whatever.
Well, then. We'll choose someone.
Alright, guys. Well, I think that's all we have for this episode.
No, we gotta talk about shop.
Dang.
Yeah, no, we're almost
done. We were almost out. We're almost going long done. This week.
This is a long one.
Shop talk.
Austin Krim, dumb face Austin, said that we didn't talk enough about the shop. Mm. So we're gonna talk about what is our favorite special you drink at Java Joe.
By special you drink, you mean black coffee.
Or it can be a smoothie if you're into that.
I really, really enjoy our new teas.
Piper and Leaf.
Mm. Not a sponsor.
Not, but they're amazing.
They're amazing. I get the frother version of half front porch, half orchard peach. I call it a front peach.
What? No.
Don't think about the name.
I like that one, man.
What else would you call it? An orchard porch?
Yeah, that would make way more sense.
Sorry, I like front peach. I like peach everywhere.
I don't know. Let's not dwell on this. Anyway, what was your favorite drink?
Cold brew, hands down.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Basic.
Do you like to add any flavors to it?
If you're a monster.
Yes, like anyone who adds flavor to a cold brew or a French press.
All right, so thoughts. Hashtag triggered. If you come in and order a French press and then add syrup to it, you're a monster.
Or if you pour out the French press to add more cream into it so it'll taste less like coffee. Mandatory 5-year prison sentence.
Well, explain a French press, though.
Okay, a French press is a brewing process where you grind the coffee very coarsely, and then you put it into a French press brewing vessel, and then you pour water on it and let it steep for 4 minutes.
Very hot water, though.
Yes, boiling hot water.
Okay.
It's a very labor-intensive process.
Yeah. It takes a while.
Yields a 16-ounce cup of coffee, where if you're going to add syrup and cream to it, just order house brew. It's $1.50 cheaper. And
your reasoning is because the French press brings out certain flavors within the coffee.
Yes, and you're just brewing it.
You're covering up those flavors with cream.
And flavor, yeah.
Cream is a cover-all for people who don't actually like coffee. They just want caffeine.
And I've heard some people just like it because it cools down their coffee, but mine is.
That's what ice is for.
Or just, you know, wait a second. You can wait a moment.
It's okay. Anyway. People's dumb brains are just like, must not scald mouth, but won't drink fast. Add milk. Yeah, it ruins it.
Got milk?
All right, Dakota, what's your favorite coffee drink?
She likes
Guzman Peru, our black single origin.
Wow. So interesting.
What do you, I mean...
We're pretty much purist here. We don't drink a lot of, like, mochas or...
I don't drink mochas either.
If we're doing frappes, if we're doing an actual milkshake, it would be our Cookie Monster.
The Cookie Monster frappe, my baby.
Hashtag diabetes.
My invention. You're all welcome.
But I don't make it with coffee. I make it with milk, so it's actually a milkshake.
Mm. And it brings all the boys to the yard.
Mm. Sadly enough, no boys.
Yeah. Really? We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
It's already been done.
It done been did.
People do come, and you don't want them to come.
And they follow you around Walmart.
too. Your milkshake was too powerful.
I don't like this. Anyway, moving on.
I think we're done.
Yeah, that's it.
I think we're good.
Well, that's all we have for this episode because it went way off.
Holy crap, guys. 30 minutes.
All right. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Barbell Baristas, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode anywhere you enjoy podcasts. Again, thank you for listening, and until next episode, I'm River.
I'm Dakota.
I'm Link.
And we are
Barbell Baristas.